Are we live? We're talking about a topic that gets brought to my attention quite often. And I just want to give everybody some perspective and help, because I know a lot of people are in some weird situations and find themselves ever so miserable in their current employments. Some people don't. Some people find themselves very happy in their employment, but miserable with the compensation they're being afforded in their employment. So let's just talk about the idea of making a move, switching agencies, having options, what that means. I mean, this gets asked to me nonstop for my advice on this. So maybe I can give a value. Maybe there's somebody watching this video who's on the fence or thinking about it, and it'll help you better make your decision. Just don't forget, ultimately, you have to make your decision. I can't for you. I can just help you understand pros and cons and what you have to look for when deciding that. You're talking to a guy who went to 3 police academies in 4.5 years, right? That was like 77 weeks in academies I spent going from one agency to another to another. And the reason for that is I started in corrections. That's a full 17-week academy at that time here. Not an easy one at that. Then I went to the feds, had to go to FLETC in Georgia for 5.5 months, 6 days a week. And then I came back and had to go back through an NJPTC, and the worst one of all, one of the most like legendary, awful academies. Man, it held true to its name. It sucked here in Jersey. And you know what? I remember being there on the day one of the academy. I actually was around for like 4.5 years in law enforcement by the time I got to that second gig, after my third gig. And I knew some of the instructors. I used to work with them, some of the drill instructors, right? So it was cold. It was easy for me to quit. I remember standing out there going, and before I left my job at the federal level, they were like, yo, if you want to come back here, like, that's an option. You don't have no questions asked. We'll just onboard you back on. You'll be back at patrol in a week. And like, that was running through my head. But I was like, you know what? I've made this decision to be here. I'll suck it up and deal with these 6 months. None of it was easy. I had to move back in with my parents. Like, that sucks a lot, right? Especially at 23/24 years old. There were a lot of things I had to take into account to accomplish what I had to accomplish. But you know what? Ultimately, those were tough decisions, but they were the right decisions to make. I'll give you some of the reasons why I made those decisions. I mean, you know, not being offensive to any corrections guys, but corrections to the street was a no-brainer. Very hard to get on the job here in New Jersey. Then where I was at, the pension was terrible. The pay scale was terrible. The equipment was terrible. The job was fun. You could go out and be the police. But those three things were a big variable for me, because I'm like, yo, they don't even have, if you get hurt in the line of duty shit, like protections. People are getting hurt and like, just, you're done. You're fired. There's no, and interestingly enough, that ended up being a decision that I made that I was concerned about, and it was for the right reason. So, you know, you had patrolmen in Jersey making what captains where I worked in DC were making as a salary. So that was no great. Four on, four off versus a pitman. Like, there were many things that I took into account, but let me be very clear on this. Had things continued to change where I was at and blah, 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 like, I wouldn't have been afraid to make a fourth move, to be quite honest with you, if I felt it was the right decision. So people ask me all the time, oh, what should I do? Look, it ultimately is up to you. There's a trade-off. And let me go through a few checklists. This is mental. I didn't prepare for this at all. If you're working at a place that does not match the vision you had for you being a cop, right? Maybe you were misled in the recruitment video and shit like that. And now you're here and you're like, this is not how I saw it. They don't want me doing the things that I thought I would do. That's a big issue, because you've got 25, 30 years of unhappiness, and you're going to be at your career a majority of your life. You're going to be working off duty and overtime, and to be miserable somewhere, I don't care how many years you have on the job, that's something that's just not worth it. And when you make a move, there's always a trade-off, right? Well, I'm going to lose seniority. No shit. I'm at step 3. I get it. You're going back to step 1. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of the trade-off. Oh, I had a take-home here. I don't have a take-home there. I get it. Like, but these are the realities of like what the variable of your happiness is. And then we start talking about, so it's coming from Oregon, which is, must mean it's bullshit. Then the variable of like you being compensated appropriately. I had a guy recently reach out to me, and he's like, hey, I work at this place. I have the job that I've always wanted. It's ESU. I'm there. I'm a full-time guy. I love it. I got offered a job that doubled my salary. I'm like, well, dude, you know, now we're getting into a realm of that's a decision you have to make, because we're talking about a salary you're going to take into your pension. You're talking about a whole different lifestyle. Is it a dramatically different lifestyle? No, but going from 80 to 150, 160 is a big fucking difference. That is a big deal. How bad is it at the other place? I mean, the other place is completely an abomination of a police department. That's a whole other conversation. But like, just because they don't have full-time ESU there doesn't mean that you still can't make the best of it. So this is constant negotiation you have to make with yourself of, does this make sense? And by the way, I wouldn't make the variable of me being happy, rest on the shoulders of $5,000 to $10,000 a year. If you haven't noticed this as an adult, $5,000 to $10,000 a year, I don't care if you live in the fucking Ozarks, isn't that much of a lifestyle variable change. $80,000, $90,000 is a big variable lifestyle change, that's for sure, depending on where you're at. But like $5,000 to $10,000, like you could do that Ubering, right? You could do that doing something else on the side outside of the 40 hours a week. I mean, you've got 96 hours of conscious time throughout the week if you're sleeping 8 hours a night. You can figure something out. You can go cut grass for 20 hours a week to make up for it, but be happy, right? The romantic idea of things are going to get better here. Like if you're looking at your agency, and usually this is the grand scale agencies, the ones that are the bigger, larger, major U.S. cities, and you know, Philly, NYPD, Baltimore, MPD in Washington, D.C. Like these agencies, they have been an ever slow sinking ship and they're not getting better. Stop kidding yourself. Well, our chief's going to retire in 3 years. Great. Who's the next one up? Does it look promising? Is that a 100% guarantee that the guy or girl that you guys are praying for is showing up? I mean, and you know what? Some of the decisions that are the hardest ones in life to make are the ones that are the most worth it. In New Jersey, unfortunately, there aren't many options like other states. I mean, I go to North Carolina and South Carolina. They're advertising on billboards for police jobs. In New Jersey, people are fighting for these things. I mean, it really is a struggle to try to get yourself into a proper police job. So I get that a little bit too, but like, it doesn't mean the opportunity ends there. By the way, wherever you end up, happy or not happy, compensated or undercompensated, whatever it may be, it was ultimately your decision. Nobody's ever told you and put handcuffs on you, told you, you have to stay here. It's just that comfort level that you get to where you don't want change and you have nobody to blame but yourself. You're miserable. So that's really, there are many options in life. Oh, there's nowhere to go around here. This is the only place. Move, right? I don't have to tell you, I can't move. Okay, well, you've got to stop complaining, right? There's always going to be a little bit of a give back, right? If you were going from a 4-on-4-off schedule, but the next place was better suit your needs, but it was a rotating every month Pittman. That sucks, but like I'm also gonna be a lot happier. And then try to see the light and the lighter side of things. Like, oh, that place makes 6,000 euro less than we do. Okay, but they also have 9 times the amount of overtime, right? Like there's just that trade. You're just not, you can't have it all. And if you do at an agency, by the way, there's probably a line out the door to get into that agency. So consider yourself fortunate, but don't kid yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Have an honest conversation with yourself. So I get this question all the time. It's nonstop. Hey, what do I do? My chief doesn't like us doing proactive work. Da, 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 da. District attorney here sucks. This place sucks. I mean, I don't understand anybody at the NYPD, right? Like, I don't get what the romantic idea of working there is. I just don't. I don't have a clue. Lowest paid, 85 grand a year for this area is ungats. I get people get stuck there, and they tell themselves they're stuck there, and blah, 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 that I can get promoted, but I have heard nothing ever good about that agency. I mean, never. I've never heard a great story like, oh, it's a great place to work. Everybody I know that works there, every cop that I come across from the NYPD, who are great guys and girls, gets entangled to this web of politics and pandering to liberal behavior. I mean, look at your mayor's looking to dismantle the police department. Like his wife said, it would be bliss if there was no cops here. Crime has skyrocketed through the roof. They obviously don't have your back. They're looking and they're salivating for a cop to make an example of. Not a place I'd want to be. Well, where am I supposed to go, bro? I got 6 years in. Florida, right? Delaware, Pennsylvania, right? It's still within a driving distance. You got to keep thoughts into what you want to be doing in your career, right? People are misled. They don't know what it is until they get there. Doesn't mean you can constantly make excuses of why you're staying. And you know what? For administrators that are watching this and you guys have a revolving door and people are leaving this place left and right, it's not me who's saying for them to leave. That's the problem. It's the problem of either poor leadership, right? Slash bad supervision, undercompensation, right? Bad contracts, bad paid compared to everybody else, bad equipment. How could you expect people, like if somebody quits this organization, Street Cop Training, it's not them I blame. It's me that I blame. Why did this guy who's a valuable member or this girl that's a valuable member of this team depart? You want to hear a news flash? Nobody's quit. Nobody. Nobody's quit. Nobody's quitting. Not that I know of, at least. Why? Because I'm doing my best job and being thoughtful about how to keep good retention here. I know guys and girls who are chiefs and heads of agencies that are so good to work for that they make significantly less than the county that they're in than everybody else, but nobody leaves. That speaks volumes for the organization. What does it say about an agency that gets paid very well and can't retain people, right? You got to think about these things. Other people are leaving and you're sticking around. Fine. It's your decision. I'm just telling you perspective. People are hungry. What should I do? Where do I go? Yes, it is scary, right? It is scary to go and explore the things. It is. It's scary to go do different things. It's scary to leave your police department where your boys are your boys and your girls are your girls. You go and shoot the shit. And you, Johnny and Stu, go and have fucking pizza every weekend together and drink beers at the pub. But like, it's your life. It's your life. How many people raise their hands in class when I ask the question of like, hey, who's left to and gone to a lower paying agency but is happier? And like 8 to 15 people will raise their hands. And I'm like, you know, was it worth it? And they're like, God, yeah. Like the mental clarity, the comfort of it, of being happy when you go to work, looking forward to it, not dealing with insecurity and lack of humility and bullies and misbehavior and write-ups and this and that. There's an agency in Jersey where like literally when they go to the academy to recruit alternate route academy guys who put themselves to the academy, nobody will interview with them. And yet they still think that's okay. Yet the behavior of that agency, and people know who I'm talking about, high pay. You got guys leave that agency going to like little legit lower paying interest just to get the hell out. That's how bad it is, right? That's how bad it is. That's the behavior there. And it's not okay that that continues that way. Just because it's the way it's been done in the past doesn't mean it's okay to do it now. If you're a leader coming up in the ranks, it's time to change the philosophies and the idealisms of an agency. You've got to reverse engineer, like, what are we doing wrong? Why are people here unhappy? And don't be fucking delusional. By the way, you can go and cry all you want to your administrators, but if it falls in deaf ears, who cares? People say to me all the time, hey, you should go check that agency out. They should send guys there. Like, you know, they don't know how good you guys are. I am not in the business of selling the unsellable. That's not how I do things. I have no interest in trying to convince somebody who doesn't get what we're doing, right? Who doesn't get what we're doing. Maybe it's just not for them, but I'm not going to spend time worried about convincing them that we're good. Fucking 70,000 people in this group know that we're good, right? And with all humility. So I'm just trying to give you advice. Wanted to be a canine guy, but when I'm a canine, so go somewhere to camp. It'd be trade off. Well, I have a mortgage, bro. I get it. Completely empathetic. I have a mortgage, bro. I have kids. I get it. I understand. But if you think there's never a solution to your issues, I think people like telling themselves there's no solution, there's no options. I think that's a comforting excuse. I can't. Right. That makes people, oh, well, you know, there's always a solution. We face many challenges in life. I face many challenges in business. We just had fucking COVID-19 and we're still here. And in my opinion, we survived, climbed out of the water and drying off on the bank. You know what I'm saying? So we're here and I could have gone and drank tiki teas in my backyard all summer, but I didn't. Showed up here 7 days a week. And it's a decision I made. I started this company. Right. And the team here, the staff that works here, worked their fucking face off because they understand. So we all showed up here because we enjoyed coming here. All right. If you're thinking about making the switch, do it. I did. It's the best thing I ever did. Your health and well-being is most important. Charlie, you know, I couldn't agree more. And by the way, again, the administrators who disagree with this, what was the viable reason that you should disagree with people who don't want to be? You know, I hear people all the time, like, my sheriff tells me to leave. My chief tells me to leave and go somewhere that pays better. Talk about humility. Talk about people who have an understanding of why folks would leave, not those who are like, like these guys and girls who legitimately, these administrators who, if they find out you're leaving, they're coming for your head. Guys, this is bad. Like, you can't work at organizations like this. You should, you know what? Let other people deal with it. Let them be the person. You go, I'm fucking out. Fuck this. Like, I'm out. I'm out. I ain't playing that bullshit. No sirree, Bob. Right? Not gonna tolerate. They didn't have real estate team. They had no leadership. I'm fucking out. I'm gone. Went to a new office. I'm not dealing with these fucking idiots. I'm just not for me. I got a life to live. That time is in my mid-30s. I'm creeping into my late 30s, real close to 40. Just trying to give some practical advice. If you're in a major city, you better get the F out. Steve Bond, I couldn't agree more.
Well, it's not going to happen to me, bro. I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to get charged. Right.
I'm sure all the people that were charged probably didn't think it was going to happen to them either. And it did. And I guess it's a little, I don't know, countering something to what I'm saying of like, stay in the fight, right? But like, you got to look at the field and say, is this fight worth it? Like, stay in the fight, but go to a winning team. Be on a fucking losing team all the time. Hope you guys found value. And again, maybe this is just the answer to somebody not sticking the fucking gun in the side of the head and blowing their fucking brains out, because that's never a solution. There's always better options, right? Moving to Florida and becoming a bartender in the Keys is a better option than blowing your fucking brain. Becoming the assistant manager at Home Depot is a better option than killing yourself because you hate the place that you fucking work, right? Like, transferring to another PD is a better move than stressing yourself out so badly that you have suicidal thoughts. Having to deal with bully supervisors and then not ever again is so much better than killing yourself. I am doing as much work as I can to try to change the culture and explain humility and responsibility and education and training to everybody. It is not an overnight thing. It takes time. Are we having progress? Yes. Did we change the world? Not yet. We have had a lot of impact, though. But I can't change. It's impossible. It's impossible. Like, why do you think for the small handful of agencies, the 12 agencies in Jersey, that they don't send people to our company's training? And without a cute answer, the answer is they're afraid, right? They're afraid of what their people are going to learn and how they're going to be educated. They don't want the culture to change. They're in control. We've had it. We had a chief tell their people, nobody's going to chief street cop training without my approval. And they were like, why? And does the guy not know what he's talking about? Like, no, he knows exactly what he's talking about, but we're sending our people and they're coming back smarter than us. And we can't have that. Like, and they can't hold on to anybody there. And I'm the dickhead, right? Like, that's just the behavior of people who don't know what they're doing. Anyway, hopefully you found value. In sum, to wrap it up, the hardest decisions in life are the ones that are the most worth it. And I use fear as a North Star. I really do. It's my compass. If I'm scared of putting a fucking conference on, right? But I'm not going to let that dictate my ability to put a conference on. My wife's like, hey, you know, you're doing this conference. Have you ever done one before? And I'm like, no. But what have I ever done before that I didn't know? She's like, but it'll be the best fucking conference in this country. I guarantee it. Like, I know what my abilities are. It's not comfortable to do things that are uncomfortable, but I do them. Why? Because the practical value, it's not a sales pitch. The practical value of coming to a five-day event where you leave feeling completely different is something that I don't just snicker to and say, we don't need to do that. We really need to do that. If I can get you there for 5 days and dynamically change how you see things and give you the training you can get in 5 days and come and leave. Like, if you're ever at an event where you're not getting that kind of training, that's a problem, right? You're paying a big ticket number to get transformed. That's the goal. You're going to show up somewhere, suck in all the information and leave there better and more cunning and at a whole nother level than you were when you walked through that front door on Monday. That's what we're doing. Like, and that's going to fucking happen because that's just who I am. And this is just the beginning for everything, guys, for us. There'll be a lot of changes. There'll be a lot of uncomfortable things that I have to do, right? I don't like flying, but I fly every fucking week because I don't let fear dictate my decisions of what I know is correct. You want to be this guy, Dennis Bonino? You want to travel around the country and help these guys bring bad people to jail and and this and the attention and educating and the rewarding and the messages. Thank you so much. Right, get on a fucking plane. I don't have to, but I do.